Summit County is one of more than 50 communities across the country looking to win the Georgetown University Energy Prize, or GOOP. Matt Abbott, Park City Sustainability Manager and co-chairman of the Summit County Power Works, the countywide group formed to go after the prize, says a final application has to be filed this fall, and the two-year competition to win the $5 million starts in January.
The Georgetown University Energy Prize is what we're chasing, and that's a $5 million X Prize to reduce residential energy use. We've got an executive committee of six or seven folks, and we got the application in at the end of June, and we will be working on a plan for 2 years of residential energy efficiency that we launch in January. So we got a number of months of work ahead of us. We're trying to hire a project manager. We're starting to figure out fundraising and grants to fund the project. So we've got momentum, but we got a lot of work left to do.
The executive committee, he says, is in the process of soliciting funds from corporate and community organizations to help hire a project manager.
Well, it depends on the funding, but at least 20 hours a week, we really need someone to be the hub of the project. Lisa and I can only do so much on a day-to-day basis, and we need someone to kind of keep the rhythm, keep the meetings going, keep the plan moving.
By the end of the year, Abbott suspects that as many as 75 communities will be involved in trying to win the prize, which will be awarded to a community with a population of up to 250,000 residents. Judging will be based on reductions in energy use, innovation of approach, quality of community outreach, sustainability, and how well the project can be replicated. If Summit County's plan is a success, Abbott feels it could be in the running for the prize.
Georgetown University will be taking monthly measurements of residential energy use. So it's the percent change from January of 2015 through December of 2016. The main thing they're really curious about is adoption rates of programs, but the primary metric is how much each citizen can reduce energy use.
Early research, he says, shows that Summit County could begin to reduce its energy use significantly by having more residents install programmable thermostats in their homes.
We're kind of looking at a buyer's co-op. So if you've got a programmable thermostat, you're in the co-op. And from there, we want to build, a buyer's co-op where we can reduce prices on LEDs, on weatherization, on air sealing, all these different things that take some education and take some market simplification to get to. And we had so much success with Summit Community Solar, which was a great example of market simplification. We'd really like to take that into weatherization, which it's a complicated thing to execute completely. There's a lot of baby steps that are really easy, but the big picture, it's tough.
Should Summit County win the prize, he thinks an endowment would be set up with the $5 million to keep the programs running into the future.
And we'd really like to serve lower income parts of the community effectively. And it's tough to do that in a sustainable manner.
The plan, he says, is to involve the Park City Community Foundation so that those individuals and organizations making contributions to pay for a project manager could do so as a tax-deductible contribution. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.